One thing we were also doing with this exhibition was trying to show that, the letters that we're getting really, the Library of the Congress is a good place for them to be. We've been collecting materials from this region for hundreds of years, and these letters kind of bring it into a more contemporary, bring it more up our collections more up to date. So when we were trying to choose the objects for the exhibit, we started the exhibition with pairing the old with the new. We put a 17th century scroll right next to one of the scrolls that we got from Radio Azadi. And then we started to go into the actual content of the letters, which really kind of provides a window into the average Afghan citizen. And you know, it shows that their lives aren't defined by war, that their concerns are very similar to our concerns. You know, employment, getting a good education, trying to lead a more full and fulfilling life. Which for me personally, it kind of opened my eyes because I kind of made the assumption that if they were living with war around them, the war kind of reached into every part of their lives, you know, the terror and the fear. But no, these letters show that they try to put order and meaning in their lives. They also show that they try to put beauty and culture into their lives.